Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Australia will spend $48 million to help countries in the Pacific prevent and treat HIV infections. Dash Heath Painter is CEO of Health Equity Matters and says HIV rates are rising in the region, and this funding is important.
This investment comes at a crucial moment for HIV in the Pacific. Countries in the Pacific, particularly Fiji, are seeing a significant, fast-moving and very troubling outbreak of HIV. It's about acknowledging our proximity to the threat and utilising Australian excellence domestically in HIV to assess how that can be deployed in the region to address the challenge.
Protesters have gathered outside Israeli President Isaac Herzog's private home after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked a court to take his corruption charges away. Lawyers for Mr. Netanyahu say the pardon would be good for Israel, but protest leader Shikma Bresler says it is important the trial continues.
We're here to demonstrate and tell the president that we are aware that he is a weak point in our battle for democracy in Israel. What Netanyahu is asking is not for a pardon. He is asking that his trial will be completely cancelled without taking any responsibility, without paying the price for how he tore up this country and how he eventually brought to the massacre of 7 in October.
At least 334 people have died in floods and landslides in Sri Lanka after a cyclone last week. Almost 400 people are missing. District Secretary of Colombo, Janica Kumara, says the country will be affected for a long time.
Flood levels are increasing in some areas, and I am requesting people in those areas to be vigilant and evacuate their homes. Don't try to stay in your homes since water levels are rising.
in sport, Formula One drivers Lando Norris, Max Verstappen, and Oscar Piastri now each have 7 wins and are competing to win the season. Oscar Piastri says he is disappointed by his race in the Qatar Grand Prix on the weekend.
You know, clearly we didn't get it right tonight. I drove the best race that I could, as fast as I could. There was nothing left out there, so I tried my best, but wasn't to be. You know, it's not all bad, obviously. It's been a really good weekend. The pace has been very strong, but, yeah, obviously a little bit tough to swallow at the moment.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.